Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir in Mishnayos. We're holding in Maseches Makos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. It says, Bo achem v'yizimum. Others come and make them zomamim. This means that before we had, you know, a group of witnesses testify to whatever they're saying about the defendant, and then another group comes and shows that the first group could not have been there at the time that they claimed to have seen the crime because they were with the second group. You were with us. So now another group comes. And again, group B says, you were also with us, and then more groups come, etc. Other ones come, and they make them zomim. You all are with us. Even 100 groups, kulam yahagru, they could all be killed. And if indeed the testimony of group B it was that was saying, you were with us, and you were with us, if that testimony goes through, you know, they're challenged, and they're investigated the way they would be, and it comes out that they're believable. So everybody will be liable to the same kasher zomam penalty due to them as they planned, and they all plan to get the defendant killed, so they would all be killed. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, istatis hizu. We're going to see two pshatim in the Rav here, but it means something like a conspiracy. This is a conspiracy. And the only group that is killed is the first group. So let's see, here. It says the Rav, afilu hayomea kitos. Even 100 groups, she'idu zu achar zu, that testify one after the other, be'idus achas, with one testimony about one crime being committed, v'kat achas yizima eskolin, and then you have this one group saying, your zomim, you were with us, your zomim, you were with us, etc., kulin yohagur, they could all be killed. Isatis yizos, kolomar, zos hakat sara v'sati yehi, that means this group is like false and conspiring. Shekach natul eitzah ben ehen, they came up with a plan amongst them, l'hazin kol abal l'hayid be'idus zos, to making to zomim everybody that would come testify this type of testimony. Perish acher, another perish of this word, istatis hi zu, chi eitus zu, yore shel istatis hi, is this testimony like a vat of a paintbrush, that it dyes a color everybody that touches it, right? See, that's what's coming out over here, kilo, it's a mushel, that every group of witnesses that comes in a based, and this group is saying the exact same thing about them. So it's like a conspiracy. Now we should understand it's pretty hard to have this conspiracy work out because there are drishas and chakiris, like we learned about in Sechah Sanhedrin. There are ways of testing the edim to make sure they're telling the truth. Rabbi Yehuda still holds, it could be that they got through all that and they're just conspiring. Rabbi Yehuda holds as follows. After the first group is made into zomin, they're found to be zomin, Sulo mekablim sa'adusa de kachnia. We no longer accept any testimony from the second group. The asila asad basra that would come to testify after this. The asada v'zama lo katlinin la. If they testify and anyone else is made zomim based on them, we don't kill them. The lo kriyin la'asisim lo. You can't call that in a kempte. You can't call it a fulfillment of va'asisim lo, of doing to them as they planned. We wouldn't kill anybody anyways based on this group's testimony. Now that is could be kind of difficult to understand, but the Gemara itself already says that this word in Rabbi Yehuda's statements, you only kill the first set, that certainly implies that there are more sets that testified. And according to what the Rav's saying over here and different Farshim say, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda would never get to this scenario. He just wouldn't let anybody testify. So the Gemara itself again ends off kasha, ends off it's difficult to understand Rabbi Yehuda's words here. It says Mishnah above, Eina Eidim Zom Min Erogin, Ad She Gomer Eden. Eim Zomin are not killed until a verdict is passed. Now Shariat Tzedukim, when the Tzedukim said otherwise, the Tzedukim, the Sadducees, the groups of Jews who didn't accept the oral law, the Torah Shebaal Peh, they said Ad She Arig until the defendant is actually killed already. Only if the Eidim Zomin successfully with their plot get the defendant killed, then you kill the Eidim Zomin. We disagree. We say specifically when the defendant has not yet been killed, but a verdict has passed on him to be killed. Shenemar, the Tzedukim says, the source for their halacha, nefesh tachas nefesh, a soul in place of a soul, meaning only when a soul is taken do we then take another soul in punishment for that. Amalem chachamim, the chacham said to them, halok varnemar, doesn't it already say in another verse, in the context of Edom Zomim, it says, va'asisim lo kasha zomim lasos la'achiv, you shall do to him as he planned to do to his brother. The word achiv, his brother, as opposed to like the dead person who was his brother, let's say, the victim, achiv means a brother that's still around. Therefore, we would say, why does it say nefesh tachas nefesh, a soul for a soul? I would think they could already kill the Edom Zomim once their testimony has been accepted, but it hasn't got to a guilty verdict yet. Tama Lomar, that the verse comes to tell you, Nefesh Tachas, Nefesh, a soul in place for a soul. They can't be killed until there is a verdict to take that soul. And that's how we understand the verse. So says the Rav over here, a short comment, Ad Shigamer Adin, until the din has been completed, meaning a verdict has been passed, Shalanidon of the defendant, Shiahareg al Pihan, that he should be killed based on the testimony of the witnesses, Ba'achakach Huzmo, and then those witnesses are found to be Zomim. That is how we learn the verse. Thank you for listening. We'll continue next time.